Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Well, it's about time for us to head to Detroit, Jason, where the NFL draft is taking place. And joining us now is Cynthia Freeland of NFL Network. And Cynthia, how have the draft festivities been thus far in Detroit?
Honestly, it's super magical. I was outside this morning at 8 a.m., and my fellow Michiganders, along with a bunch of other football fans, were outside tailgating before the official, like, anything official opened. It was wild. Wild times here.
Well, your Lions are not going to be picking high in this draft for a change, which is a good thing as they turn the corner. It wasn't that long ago that they took a Michigan kid at the top of the draft. Michigan's quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, I have slotted him to the Patriots at 3. I obviously don't have tremendous conviction in that because how could you? But I do just sort of think that could make sense for them in the end. Where do you think he goes?
You know, that's a really great question. Now, do I have to go at 3 to the Patriots?
No. Wherever you think he makes the most sense, or where do you think he's going?
I like them to him to the Patriots, but I think he could probably trade down, even if just a little bit, to kind of get some more equity and pick up potentially an extra position there. I know people get very mad at me when I say that the Patriots could trade out of that spot, but they very well could trade out of that spot if they believe that they could still get the guy that they want. So if they like J.J. McCarthy, it would be very smart for them to consider, like, smoke screening everyone and be like, you better get up here and trade with me if you want whatever, and maybe then hope that Drake May then falls, you know, J.J. McCarthy goes and Drake May goes at 3rd.
Draft trades are what make the draft so much fun, Cynthia, and you mentioned the Patriots as a possibility. Who else in the top 10 could you see trading back?
I definitely think the Chargers are more than, you know, entertaining it. I'm not saying something's, like, signed or we know anything yet, but it would make a lot of sense for them given that they don't need a quarterback. Now, I will say that actually makes an attractive situation for the Cardinals if they were potentially considering to trade out of that 4 spot, because then someone would be like, well, you know what, if you're going to go up, you better get ahead of the Chargers because they're
right
open for doing business. So it's, we could have chaos, which I'm rooting for, or we could have actually some boringness, which is, I feel like every time we think this much chaos is going to happen, we see, like, a lot of people just pick and pick, which whatever, but I'm rooting for chaos, you know?
Oh, absolutely. No, we're here for chaos. 6 quarterbacks in the first round. Where did you end up here mere hours before this begins? How many and how high do you think Penix is in play?
I think Penix ends up as potentially the Raiders trade back. Like, this is what I would like to see, at least. Maybe I'm wrong about it, but I think that they, you know, depending on how things shake out, I think they potentially trade back up into the end of the first round to snatch Penix. I think Bo Nix could also go. I would feel more comfortable saying 5 quarterbacks than 6 because I know there's a lot of flavors. Like, you know, some people like the Penix flavor. Some people prefer the Bo Nix, whatever. You know, I think 5 is the number that I would feel more comfortable with than 6.
We're speaking to Cynthia Freeland. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Well, Cynthia, offensive line, I mean, it's a really strong top-heavy class this year. How many offensive linemen or tackles, really, do you see going in the first round?
You know, I think in terms of total O-linemen, we could see up to 10. And I think that's very, very realistic and achievable number. As for specific tackles, breaking the record would mean 9. And while I think 8 would be the, like, you know, to me, 8 feels like right. But I think 9 could very, very well be achievable. And I do think we get into 10, maybe even 11. Depends on how people feel about those interior guys and where they're picking. I just think we got to be careful for that late round, like the Lamar Jackson.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where a team is really smart, trades back up into the end of the first round to go get their guy.
Well, around here, everybody's interested in the back end of the first round. Your Lions at 29 could use a defensive back. The Ravens at 30 love to take defensive backs, and there could be one from Alabama, a program they love, available. Any your best hunches as to how that could play out?
It's going to be interesting to see how teams value Cooper DeJean, who had an injury 2 seasons ago, then played 9 games last year. Like, that will throw a wrench in how many defensive backs. I hesitate to think that a linebacker will make it into the first round, especially given the teams that are selecting sort of at the end of, you know, the later teams in their draft histories, but, or, and I guess their needs as well. But it could very well be, you know, more like a miniature run on corners towards the end there, especially if teams aren't giving a good trade value to come back up.
Cynthia, when it comes to the wide receivers. Wide receivers are supposed to be a strong class as well. How many of those guys do you expect to go in the first?
You know, I think Tennessee holds the cards for this one because we all kind of have squatted in all of our imaginary mock drafts that they're going to go with an offensive tackle. And if you remember, look at what the Bengals, which is the coaching staff, like, you guys know what the Bengals did. Their O-line, not great.
No.
Not great. And you have a legendary O-line coach that is literally named Callahan with a head coach that is also named Callahan. So maybe they believe they could spin some gold out of later picks. So that, to me, will dictate how many wide receivers go, because that could throw a total monkey wrench in the whole thing, and the butterfly effect could be impacted if they decide to, you know, forego Joe Alt and instead look to the likes of someone like, oh, I don't know, the third wide receiver, maybe a Romo Odunze for them.
It seems like there's certain things that Mock Draft Nation is kind of all just agreed that, hey, this is the pick. And one of those is Dallas Turner to the Falcons. I'm not so sure. And some of the people I talk to in the league think that Latu is a guy who could go way higher than is being projected, maybe even there. How do you stack this group of edge rushers that's not the brightest and not the deepest?
Yeah, it's wild because, you know, look, Latu had, he had medical that I have heard from different teams they feel differently about. Now, whether you have a need turns a red flag to a pink flag.
Sure.
But That's interesting. The funny one is Jared Burke, like, did he fall off the edge of the planet? Because you used to hear about him being, it was like, Miles or, you know, which one are we going to pick between, are we going Florida State or are we going Alabama?
Right.
You know, like, which one are we doing here? So, Dallas or not, right? So, I look at this and I'm like, I just don't think this is an extremely strong class like we've seen. I don't think there's like Will Anderson. I don't make the comp for Dallas Turner to Will Anderson.
Right.
I don't do that. So it's some flavor. Now, I could be totally wrong and we could get, you know, to me, the guy who's most impacted this is the Penn State kid, Chop Robinson,
yeah.
who doesn't have the production. He doesn't have the run stopping production, like specifically. So that's going to be interesting. And he's a little undersized. So I don't know how I feel about this class. I just feel like, again, flavors and, just because the Falcons need that doesn't necessarily mean they value it at 8.
Right.
So that's one that I think could be, I mean, I don't know if 8, maybe they want to stop picking at 8. Maybe they're like, oh, this is our bad luck. we need to not do this anymore. We like, we keep getting 8. We need to stop.
I hear they love Michael Penix. I'm serious.
You never know. I hear everything. I've heard wild scenarios today, especially. I love the smokescreen scenarios that I've heard from people, you know, traveling around this draft complex where it's like wild names for players to potentially be traded. Like people being like, hey, teams are asking the Vikings if they can have Justin Jefferson in a trade. And you're like, what? Like, this is some wild smokescreen stuff, but it's kind of my favorite part of the draft. Like, what else ridiculous can we kind of put out there and eat there?
Well, Cynthia, do you see any of those happening? Like a Brandon Ayuk or
San Francisco's trading a receiver, man. They're trading a receiver.
San Francisco, yeah. Like, that one makes some sense to me, but I don't see I don't see Justin Jefferson. Like, that one is, I would be flabbergasted. I mean, yeah. I think everyone would be if that happened. Now, it's very different. The difference between a Justin Jefferson and a Brandon Ayuk in this case is massive. But again, like, you'd be trading Justin Jefferson away for a quarterback to throw to Jordan Addison,
right,
and TJ Hockenson. Like, okay, like maybe, but I don't know.
She's Cynthia Freeland. Cynthia, thanks so much for taking the time. We know it's a busy time for
Enjoy
you guys at
Detroit.
NFL Network.
Yes. Hey, guys, anything for you. You guys are the best.
Oh, thank you. You're the best.
Thanks.
The
thanks, Cynthia. We'll see you. One more break to go before we hand it over to Cordell
the pizza
Woodland.
Guys. Oh, no, the pizza guys aren't until 7.
Maybe if Chuck's in a giving mood, he might be feeding them.
That's a good question.
Cordell, Glenn, Rita Hubbard, they're 6 to 8. Then Ken Wyman, Vinny Serrato, 8 to midnight. Hopefully later than that. We'll put a bow on this.
Let's root get for the over.
Get the text of
2
the day. Next on Inside Access.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.